Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Time now is 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We welcome Warren Eckstein. I was about to introduce you as Dr. Warren Eckstein. There must be somebody who does a radio program called a pet doctor. Nowhere near as good as the Pet Show, which Warren hosts every weekend on hundreds of great radio stations all around the country. You can hear his pet tips every day on this program. Plus, his expertise aimed at helping you be a better pet parent, as it were, or pet partner. Which do you think you're partners with your dogs, your pets?
Partner's a good way to describe it. Absolutely, sure.
50-50. I like that. Yeah, pet partnership. All right, we'll discuss that, plus the dog food recall and things that you ought not to do with your dogs in public. Coming up next here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So are things tough? Are you about ready to give up? Well, you might want to rethink that. Here's the social science of it. Take your basic everyday kid actor. Think they make it on the first time? Nope. Some estimates suggest they endure 49 theatrical auditions before they're ever offered one job. And what about L. Frank Baum, the author of Wizard of Oz? Nobody would publish his book. Baum and his illustrator paid for the first publishing themselves. And never ever forget J.K. Rowling of Harry Potter fame. 12 publishers rejected The Little Wizard before one picked it up.
You did it! Congratulations!
So what's the cheap psych trick? There is evidence that we humans tend to give up right before we succeed. So when you think it's time to give up, give it at least one more go, and you may just be surprised at the success of it all. Send me your success story, and if I use it on air, I'll send you a copy of my new book at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Between the snooze button in the shower, the commute, and the conference call, Starbucks Via makes it easy to enjoy a delicious, rich cup of coffee. Just add water, stir, and sip on your favorite Starbucks coffee right where you are. Starbucks Via. Look for it where you buy groceries.
Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here with us with advice on the Good Day program. So there's a recall. How often do these recalls take place? This one is for raw dog food. I never gave Charlotte raw dog food because, and I think I asked you about this. It seemed to me, you told me that if you give your dog raw food, raw meat, it would make them more aggressive. Did you tell me that? Did you say that?
No, you must have heard that from someone up above because it never came out of my mouth.
Would it? You don't see any connection between...
No. Listen, dogs are omnivorous, just like we are. So, in other words, if you think that people that eat meat are more aggressive, then you can relate that to dogs, but otherwise, no. But the bottom line, Doug, is you hit the nail on the head. There have been more recalls in the last 2 years than I've ever seen in my life, whether it be the type of food, the raw food, which is something you really got to be careful of. A lot of people feed raw food, but they get their information from someone who may be working at a pet shop that sold them shoes a week ago. So if you want to do raw food, speak to your vet. That's important. But a lot of vets say no because of bone chips and other things.
Mm-hmm.
And even regular foods, over-the-counter foods, big-name brands are being recalled constantly for salmonella and other problems as well. So one of the things I advise people to do, let me give them a little secret, something that I'm involved with. There's a website called dogfoodadvisor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if you log on to dogfoodadvisor.com, you can sign up. Any dog food that's recalled, you'll be the first to know about it. They send you an email blast, and that's how I get my information a little bit ahead of everyone else and post it. So it's dogfoodadvisor.com. It's free. Just sign up, and I'll keep you posted. But you got to be careful because so many dog foods and treats are really being recalled now.
All right, things that I don't like to see when they have a condition out in public, one of them is limping. I remember Charlotte, who had all kinds of things, Prevacox and that stuff for arthritis. And so she didn't limp because I think that that's a sign of, am I right or is that just me being too sensitive?
You're on target, Doug. You know, years ago when you had a dog that might be limping or a cat with a specific problem, you know, you'd go to the veterinarian and they try to keep the dog or cat as comfortable as possible. But nowadays, almost every treatment that's available for humans is available for pets. For example, in Los Angeles now, there's three or four pet rehabilitation centers with veterinarians specifically trained trained in physical type therapy.
Right.
There's acupuncture. There's so many new medications on the market that can help. So if you notice you have a problem with a dog and you go to your vet, you know, I always joke about veterinarians. They're a useful tool like a wheelbarrow, but sometimes you got to push them a little bit.
Yeah, right.
And the bottom line is if you're not getting the right answers, get a second opinion.
Yep.
So I always advise getting a specialist to take
second opinion. I always did that with Charlotte. Well, I did until I went to Bill Carlson. I trusted him. He was better with Charlotte. Bill is Warren's vet. I love the guy. And Charlotte did too. He was better with her than anybody that I ever was around with her. All right, Warren, next time, check out his website, thepetshow.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.